Welcome back to the Flawed Podcast. My name is Peter Larsson, and in this episode we will talk about the campsite rule for information. What does it mean? Campsite is a place where you camp, obviously. What is the number one rule for a campsite? Everyone, at least in Sweden, who practice, you know, friluftsliv or open-air lifestyle, as it's called, knows that the number one rule is leave the place better than you found it. Okay, everyone can agree with that. How could this apply to our way of working, our wisdom worker lifestyle? Well, it's the same with your notes. So when you see a note, and this refers back to the episode about the Hollywood model, you know, you create a lot of notes, intermediate packages, Lego bricks from all your experience, so you could reuse them. You'll save time, energy, and you increase your productivity, you know, tenfold at least. So when you find a note, for some reason, you fix it up. And this you can use many, you know, different ways, but there is this guy called Tiago Forte. He wrote a whole book about this, Building a Second Brain. I deeply recommend it. It's going to change your life. Please read it. What you can do is you could review the heading of the note. In my case, I use Evernote, as you probably know by now. Maybe the heading, the subject is wrong or not clear enough for my current purpose. Maybe I can highlight some things, you know, put it in bold. Maybe I already done that, then I can, you know, highlight some things. Or the fourth thing, you know, a third thing, I could make a write a summary, 3, 4, 5 bullets. What is this system called? This system is called progressive summarization. And I'm not going to talk about it in detail. I think you get the idea. Just you find this Lego brick intermediate package, this knowledge that's laying around in your PKM, personal knowledge management system, you will improve it. This relates to the principle of Kaizen, constant improvement. And another principle you could apply is the ant philosophy. We mentioned that, you know, in an episode where we discussed, Jim Rohn mentioned that how hard will the ant work for the Kaizen episode. But in this case, ants, when they find a new track, you know, a path to something valuable for them, they put something like a scent or something so other ants can find it. They, you know, work in the team. So this is related, of course, to the Hollywood model as well, as we talked about, that we're living now in the project management world or project world. But this is actually called stigmergy. I'm not sure if the pronunciation is correct, but look it up, you know, stigmergy. So the ant leave traces so the other ants can find it. And in your case, you don't have a lot of ants, but you have yourself. So when you look at a note or intermediate package, it can be a PowerPoint, Word, whatever you use in the future, you can improve it. Put some, you know, hints for your future self. You know, most likely, if you're a project manager, you will use project plan in the future. You will use gap analysis in the future. Maybe use a risk analysis in the future. This template is really good, but it's missing this formula or whatever. And, you know, how can you put this in some form of systematic approach, which I really like? Well, if you use Evernote, this is an idea I got from Brian Tracy, you know. It's related to memory techniques. So, you can create rules in Evernote, or shortcuts it's called. Now we're being a bit technical, but so I have a rule, you know, 10 years, 9 years, 8 years, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in 6 months, and then 3 months, 1 month, 1 week, and yesterday. So every day I review the note, or rather the shortcut. So what happened exactly this day, 10 years ago? And, you know, a lot of systems have this, you know, your Facebook, if you're using social media, which I don't recommend, but if you have Facebook or Google Photos, it will remind you this day 10 years ago. You get a, you know, nice jolt of memory. Life is all about memories and experiences, right? But in this case, it's your own intermediate packages, your own knowledge, that you're acquired. Perhaps it's very personal, it's your diary, it's just, you know, thoughts and feelings that you had 10 years ago, 7 years ago. What is the value of this? Isn't it a lot of work? Yes, a lot of work. It's like, and when will you be done? Well, it's like, when will your health be done? When will your physical training be done? When will you, you know, arrive? And the answer to that is the principle of Kaizen. If you have arrived, you're dead. You know, even the great, like, you know, Buddha or whatever, they don't stop. They keep improving themselves. And this is what is going on in your personal knowledge management system. And that goes back to the analogy of the tree. So if you stop growing, improving, you'll die. So these were some ideas of campfire philosophy for information, or campfire rule for information. The ant idea, or rather the ant system of having the stigmergy, leaving breadcrumbs for yourself, and the Evernote review, I call it time machine. So those three ideas can apply directly today. How can you do it? What's the task for this episode, Peter? The task for this episode is, first of all, start implementing today, right now, campfire way of working. So when you see something, improve it. Just 1 minute, 30 seconds. That's task number one. Task number two, stigmergy. Add a note or add some highlight bold and Google, you know, progressive summarization by Tiago Forte. It's a really elegant system of improving your information constantly. So what will happen is that the information that you review, next time you review it, it will be more valuable. Next time you review it, it will be even more valuable. Third time, you know, to the end, so to speak, it will be so valuable to you over time. So instead of, you know, having this, you know, old link to some web page 15 years ago, you will have like, oh, this is the golden gems from this thought 10, 15 years ago that initiated this spark to something completely different, most likely. And the third thing relates to creating your own time machine. And just do it very simple to contrast or to compare with the first idea of simplicity. So just check your calendar last week. Just check your calendar 2 weeks ago. And if you're using Google Photos, you know, try to review your own memories. It's really nice if you take pictures and share it with someone else. Let me know how it goes. And good luck. See you in the next class.